السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Ulema Profile with myself, Ubaydullah Boja. With the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be together again, inshaAllah, for the next hour or so, just under that, enjoying the mercy and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ever so often, the death of a person gives us an indication of the life of a person. And this year generally happens in the good and the bad. It's not particularly to one. And when a person has a very amazing, wonderful, special death, you realize how amazing, wonderful, and special that person was in this world. And in that we can understand, كَمَا تَعِشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ, the saying of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says that the way you love, you shall die, and the way you die is how you will be resurrected. And in that way, if we can understand this, and we can realize, and we can appreciate this, then we will understand, realize, and appreciate the fact that to have a good death, you need to have a good life. If you want a wonderful death, you need a wonderful life. If you want a spiritual death, you need a spiritual life. And for that, that is why we introduce our ulama profile this evening. We speak about Maulana Musa Abdul Karim, and perhaps we started at the end to give us an indication of what an amazing individual Maulana was. And we're going to be speaking about Maulana for the next, just before the 10 p.m. news. So if you knew Maulana, you interacted with him, you had some relation with him, you could share something positive with us, then please do give us a call. Alternatively, you can just send me a WhatsApp message. The number to call is 011-854-1548, and Brother Usama will take your call, inshallah. And if you could perhaps send me a WhatsApp or an SMS message, that would be much better, on the number 071-878-9748. 071-878-9748, and inshallah we would like to share your messages with the listeners of Radio Islam International. I have with me this evening one of the other Radio Islam presenters. He comes on a Saturday. He's originally from Rustenburg, but he has I won't say hello, but he has come to Lodium to benefit the learners at the Chuan Muslim School. Teacher Irfan Abu. Teacher Irfan, assalamu alaikum.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana Sahib.
Jazakallah for taking out your valuable time at the in-laws to come and spend time with us on Radio Islam International. Very much appreciated, Mawlana.
Jazakallah, Mawlana Sahib.
Later. We're speaking about Maulana Musa Abdul Karim this evening from Rustenburg, and perhaps before we just begin, a brief introduction to who Maulana was and some family background of Maulana Musa Abdul Karim for the listeners.
Jai Maulana, assalamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam International. Firstly and foremostly, alhamdulillah, actually the family has requested me to assist them in this matter as far as giving a brief family background of our young and the young Maulana Musa Abdul Karim, who was a very vibrant youngster of the community of Rustenburg. I remember very well that myself and Maulana, it's just a matter of 3 years. I'm elder than him, and I remember Maulana when he was young and very bubbly young man, always smiling, always had a positive outlook towards life. And Maulana was a happy-go-lucky personality. And Maulana was born on the 12th of January 1989 on a Thursday. And he's the only son of Upper Maryam as well as Sheikh Hussein Abdul Karim, who is the Imam of Masjid al-Taqwa, Rustenburg, a town masjid. And indeed, his father, Sheikh Hussein Abdul Karim, has been an inspiration to all of us, mashallah. When we were in grade 5, he was our ustad, and alhamdulillah, been very consistent in his post, doing a tremendous job of imamat, and as well as, teaching in the maktab in Baitul Aman. To continue further, Maulana, he was born into a family of ulama, whose father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, they were all hufaz of, and mashallah, also ulama. And Maulana Musa, as the only brother to his 6 sisters, was the strongest pillar in his family. As naturally, he as a son, it was his duty to take care of and look after his family, which he did so greatly. And just for the benefit of the listeners, this was written by his family members. We continue. His family looked up to him as he was very supportive, loving, caring, and has never failed in his duties towards his family. In fact, words are hard to note down to describe the person he was. He was a great son, father, and brother to his family. Maulana has left behind his wife and a child, and the second child is on the way, and we request for du'as from all the listeners that Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for his family.
Ameen, ameen.
Maulana, continue further. As far as his education is concerned, you know, they say, mashallah, they have written here, a mother is the first school you will ever learn from, and undoubtedly his respected mother, who is an educator at the Nur al-Iman Muslim School, Upper Maryam, has done a great job in raising her son, you know, as well as teaching Maulana as a young boy about the importance of Iman and Salah, and following the beautiful example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His first documented teacher was his respected father, Sheikh Abdul Karim, who began his hifz with Maulana Musa at the age of 15 at home. Maulana Musa attended Madrasa Baitul Aman as a young boy in Zinyabul Rustenburg, and his honorable ustad and a legend of the community of Rustenburg, Maulana Amin Mullah Sahib, who played a pivotal role as far as nurturing all of us indeed, Maulana Ubaidullah. You know, from, I can remember as a young boy, Maulana Amin Mullah was our grade 2, and definitely Maulana Musa also went through grade 2 to what Maulana Amin Sahib in Baitul Aman, who was also his ustad, and played a pivotal role in supporting Maulana as far as his choice of doing hifd. Thereafter, Maulana, during his madrasa, during his maktab days, he went to Qari Ismail Mutara, the Imam of the Jamia Masjid in Rustenburg, who took Maulana through his hifz, and, you know, he put a lot of effort in his hifz, as his family has noted. In the evenings, Maulana would come back home, and he would do his sabak and ensure he learned his work from his father, Sheikh Abdul Karim. His other ustads included Maulana Aslam Suleiman Qari Yaqub Patel, and thereafter Maulana had a very strong desire of, you know, furthering his studies as far as becoming an alim. And he went on to go and study in Darul Ulum Zakaria, and mashallah, obviously under great ulama kiram, where he studied, under the asatiza of great ulama. And that was mashallah Maulana, who played a very pivotal role. And thereafter, after he completed, Maulana came back to his community, and alhamdulillah, there was a need in a place which is approximately an hour away from Rustenburg, where Maulana himself, you know, took the opportunity where he went to teach and work and be imamate in Nodam, a place which is situated, about an hour away from Rustenburg, as a local imam, as well as muazzim. And Maulana's personality was such that many people loved him, and he was a personality that, alhamdulillah, was an approachable personality, where alhamdulillah Maulana, you know, he was a very bubbly person, he was a very loving person, he was a very caring person, and undoubtedly Maulana was, you know, the live wire of the residence of our honorable ustad, Sheikh Abdul Karim, and that Maulana we request for du'as for his family, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for one and all.
Ameen. Respected listeners, we're speaking about Maulana Musa Abdul Karim, a very young alim from Rustenburg who has passed on. If you knew Maulana, you're from the Rustenburg area, we would like to listen and take some benefit from your experience with Maulana. The number is 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you could just drop me a text on the number 071-878-9748, and inshallah we would read that with you on the radio. Some point that Brother Irfan was bringing up, and as he was speaking, he was saying that, you know, one of the important aspects is that he had an example of what he wanted to be in his father. He would always tell his father, and he would speak and engage his father, wanting to be like his father in terms of memorizing of Quran, in terms of having that love and understanding of Quran. And when you have that in your home, and when you are able to communicate like that, it already builds a foundation, it gives direction to the child to want to do something which is very, very envious and achievable. So for us, sometimes at home, instead of asking our children, what do you want to become, and then we want to somehow coerce them into doing things that we want to, perhaps if we bring that in our life and we are personification of that, it becomes so much easier for them to follow by example. A great challenge that the younger generation have of our time is that they want to achieve much, but they don't have living examples of that. They want to see honesty, but they don't have a living example of honesty. They want to achieve good character, but they don't have a good example of good character. If we can give them that and we can show them that, then by Allah, we will see a different generation of the youth that are there. And likewise, if we can see Maulana Musa Abdul Karim had an enthusiasm and a fervor from a very young age to want to achieve that. Some of his teachers, by far, many of them in the Alim classes, in fact, almost all of them were my ustads as well. Some of them being Maulana Choksi, Qari Rashid Dabelia, Maulana Suleiman Mullah, Maulana Qari Ayub, Qari Saleh, Maulana Shabir, Mufti Razaul Haq, Maulana Muhammad Ali, Maulana Duda. Allah Ta'ala bless all of them, really, from the asatira that we've seen. Allah Ta'ala has really blessed us with perhaps one of the greatest asatira of our time in Mufti Radaul Haq. And obviously all the other asatira, Mawlana Abdullah Bamji, Qari Saleh, Mawlana Burhan. So Allah Ta'ala reward them for all their effort, their dedication and their time, and the effort that they make in this regard. If you are from Rustenburg, we would like to listen from you and we would like to hear from you regarding Maulana Musa Abdul Karim and some of your interactions with Maulana. We have a message coming on. Maulana Musa was humble, down to earth, and had the biggest of hearts. He befriended all around him, irrespective of the age group. He would give Jummah at the Musalla at the mall on Friday, preceding his tragic demise. He spoke on the importance of Quran, how to bring Quran in our lives. I greeted him in the parking lot, and that was the last time I saw him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannat. Ameen. It is from Brother Yasin Abed in Rustenburg. Assalamu alaikum. Myself, Maulana Shabir Alvi from Dubai, that is United Arab Emirates. Maulana Musa Abdul Karim was my classmate. We were together for 7 years. Was a person with great character. I knew him personally, very in love with Quran. On weekends, he used to recite Quran at the wudu khana all alone. Was a good qari, even though he was not a hafiz. And obviously, the class of 2015 has most definitely lost a great personality. Carrying on with the program and some of the information that is there, Brother Irfan, perhaps you would like to add on with regards to some of the information that you have.
Yes, indeed, Maulana, as far as from the family, myself, they continue and elaborate on what, you know, the personality of Maulana. Maulana Musa is described as a person who was always humble, willing to give a helping hand, no matter what the circumstances was. He was passionate towards achieving what needed to be done with an open heart, and had a smile on his face whenever he passed by. Continuing, life in Darul Ulum Zakaria taught him that knowledge does not end. Each day we learn something new. In madrasa, he met many people from around the world and befriended them easily due to his sweet smile and kindness. The akhlaq and adab instilled to him by his parents made him the great son, father, brother, student, and the friend that he was. One time in madrasa, he had a roommate who was getting married and had nothing to depart with. Subhanallah, Maulana. This is a very interesting one. One time in madrasa, he had a roommate who was getting married and had nothing to depart with. Maulana gave all his items, his clothes, his blankets, etc., so that his roommate may have an easy journey and also the necessities to start his new life as a married man. Another incident is when one of his classmates joking said that they would throw him a party on his birthday. Maulana Musa replied and said, "Birthday should be a reminder that our time in this dunya, each second is coming closer to the end. We all know our birthday and have birth certificates, but a death certificate, its owner will never get to see it. So let's make dua and lots of ibadah that will benefit us tomorrow should our eyes close. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to utilize our time in this world in a way that pleases Him. Subhanallah. This is amazing.
Coming in. Assalamu alaikum. I grew up with Maulana Musa, Tamad Barakatum, now it's Rahmatullahi alayhi. We schooled together, madrasa together, even when he's together. He left us to go to Darul Ulum Zakariya. Maulana was an embodiment of excellent character, always smiling, always helpful. Don't ever remember seeing him angry or arguing with anyone. May Allah fill his qabr with nur and grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Gee, I suppose perhaps Maulana's point of him saying that there is a death certificate, the owner which will never see, Maulana has saw it, and Maulana perhaps is in a better place than he left. It is for us to try and get a lesson that where are we going to be getting our death certificate, from which province, from which office, at which time, we don't know. But the ultimate question, what have we prepared for the time when we get our death certificate? Will we be in a better condition than we currently are in? Carrying on with the program, if you have a message, please do share it with us. The number is 071-878-9748. It would be such an honor to share your messages on the Radio Islam. And if you could give us a call, Brother Osama is always eager to take your calls on the number 011-854-1548. And inshallah, we would read your message on the radio. Assalamu alaikum. It's Ahmed Rashid Wasi from Rustenburg. I spent the weekend after Eid with Maulana Musa. We had a braai. We even had some light-hearted moments that night. Didn't know it was the last time spending together. Maulana, he was always smiling. And it is hoped, inshallah, Maulana is smiling where he is. May Allah fill his qabr with nur and grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Brother Irfan, perhaps you want to carry on with some of the information that you have?
Yes, indeed, Maulana. Continuing, Maulana, is the family has written, being an alim son, he knew that he did not have to know everything all the time. His journey in madrasa showed him that knowledge is power. But what is the point of learning if it does not change the way you act, think, or live your life? Madrasa empowered him with deen and also gave him courage to stand out and preach Islam, make dawah and talim. Alhamdulillah, in 2015, he graduated at Darul Ulum Zakaria and returned to his hometown in Rustenburg and was given a chance to lead the Rawi at the new Musalla, which was built in Rustenburg. Maulana Musa always helped with giving bayan, khutbah and salah anytime he got the opportunity, all for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also never refused to help anyone, whether it be the community programs, events or masjid talks, events, etc. All who knew Maulana Musa said even without asking him, he would assist and make himself present and be of great help. An example of such is the fitra hamper done by the Rustenburg Islamic Welfare Organization. Maulana Musa was not part of the committee nor involved in the welfare organization, but he always made himself available and helped out where possible. His heart was such that injustice would not sit well with him. He was a remarkable human being. Alhamdulillah, for a few years, the town Masjid al-Taqwa had no one to sit for itikaf. Maulana Musa was in shock for the first time this happened in his hometown. He feared that this would be, he feared that he would be questionable with regard to this. So hence, Maulana took the courage and would sit for itikaf. And alhamdulillah, that was obviously a great achievement. The Quran was his companion always, and in this stage, it gave him strength to face his daily challenges. He worked 2 years in Northam, a place that, as you made mention earlier, as a local imam and muazzin, and was loved by everyone there also.
Perhaps a point to notice from each one of us is that at times in our lives, there will always be situations whereby you would have to then take up the challenge of the time. I mean, if you find something that's wrong, then you can always complain and you can shout the darkness and you can do, but if you're not going to light the candle, then what help are you going to be? For an example, let us just take an example of Maulana's life. I mean, for 3 years, there was no one to sit in the i'tikaf. And as we know, it is an important and integral aspect of the life of a believer. It is such that if you are not going to do it, then Allah Ta'ala is going to hold the community responsible. And for 3 years, Maulana would sit with dedication alone. You know, to sit in the masjid alone, especially in the night, is not an easy thing. It is something, the quietness is something that is always affect people. And for Marana to sit alone for 3 years in the i'tikaf in the last 10 days is truly a great, great, remarkable achievement. And is something that we should always understand and we should always value. And we must realize that sometimes it's more important to do the things that are necessary than to make it feel as if though we are just wanting to you know, be the running of the show. But it is important for us to play part and parcel of what it is. And that perhaps that is just some of the thoughts that come to mind. Another message coming in, keep in thinking of the riwayat, بَشِّرِتْ مَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلْمِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps I would like to come about that more at the ending. And some of the other informations coming in, Marana Hudhaifa Hassan says, he was always smiling and positive in life. He loved his family. Also when he got married, he loved his wife deeply. He was genuine in his deen and passionate about serving the community. May Allah bless him and unite him with his family in Jannah. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Another message coming in, this is from Marana Talha from the US, and he says that he was an amazing individual and cheerful and loving to help others. During our student days, he would teach Quran to some of the workers in the madrasa in his free time. May Allah Ta'ala bless him, fill his grave with nur, and grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Another message coming in, and that is please do send your messages in. You can understand how appreciative the families are when the messages do come in. Assalamu alaikum. It's Zainab Wasi from Rustenburg, the friend of Morana Musa's mother. I worked together with his mother, and as she always would speak good about Morana Musa, he was always sweet and respected elders and always listened. We all will always be loved. Morana Musa was a very good young boy. May Allah fill his qabr with grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. We take a quick ad break, inshallah. We just play you ads for the hour. When we return, we carry on with the life of Maulana Musa Abdul Karim. So we are speaking about Maulana Musa Abdul Karim, and we are discussing his life. If you knew Maulana, you would like to share something with us, please do so. We eagerly await your message, and we would like to share it with the listeners of Radio Islam International. There is so much that is happening behind the scenes. I want to read you a message that comes from Bilal Suleiman Bula. It says, Assalamu alaikum. I grew up with Maulana Musa, schooled with him and spent time in madrasa with him. His character was such that he was always willing to help and respect everyone. I performed tarawih with him this Ramadan. He was a lover of Quran. He read with concentration and dedication. Allah fill his grave with nur. May the Quran intercede and raise his sages in Jannah, inshallah. He was truly a loss to our community. Most definitely so. I think we generally understand people, or we appreciate people when they know more. And perhaps it's time that we acknowledge and we learn from those that are there. I think on a weekly basis, one message I always try and say is that we should try and learn, appreciate, acknowledge, and value those ulama that are with us, that are currently alive. In every town, there are ulama that have served more than 25, 30, 35 years. You know, they have sacrificed so much, almost their entire life, so that they may be alive. I was speaking to one of the Jamal brothers that went to Jordan now lately, and he came back and he said, Morana, it is the right of the Muslims of this country that they go to the senior ulama and they kiss their feet because of the effort that they have made to keep deen alive. He says, when you travel, when you go out, when you see the general conditions of the people outside of our borders, you understand, you appreciate, and you value the effort of the seniors, the effort of the elderly, the effort of the older generation of people, not just ulama. There were many other people who sacrificed so much to keep deen alive. When they done that, we understand now that that sacrifices has brought so much of value. Like they say in the Arabic language, in the Urdu language, Abwa Qurbani Rangla Rahiya. Now that sacrifice is bringing color, we can understand it, we can see the effort of those people coming to fruition, and we can appreciate the effort of those people. Another message that comes in, and it says, this is from Molana Rafia, from the U.S., and Molana says, and perhaps one of the specialities of the madrasa of Zakaria is the amount of people that are there from the outside, and you know, the amount of foreigners in the class. He said, Molana always had a smile. He lit up the room, an easygoing demeanor that would be magnetic to anyone who was around him. A person would cheer anyone regardless of their challenges. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Morana Jannatul Firdaus, and we make dua that Morana's family is given, Allah ta'ala give them the patience to endure, to be able to deal with some of the challenges in losing a child. Losing a child is so challenging on his own, and losing your only child is even more challenging. And some of these aspects are greatly, greatly concerning for us to be able to share in people's difficulties and in their challenging life. Another message that is coming in, and it is saying that Maulana Ali Abdullah, he says that through thick and thin, he always had a smile. He would be going through the toughest times, but he would still be cheerful. There was never a dull moment with him. He was kind-hearted and got along with the people from all walks of life. May Allah grant him Jannah and grant the family Sabre Jameel. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Brother Irfan Abu, I've been reading some of the messages that have been coming in, but I want to get you in and I want to speak to you with regards to the last portion of Maulana's life. And I think it's important for each one of us to understand that many a people, like for an example, when we spoke of Sheikh Khatib from Roshni, we did not express the significant way he had passed on. It was the night whereby it was one of the odd nights in the month of Ramadan. He sat in Nafil Artikaf. He came home after Fajr, after reading his Ishraq, everything. And then he told his family that now I'm fasting. You all get ready. Let us go. We'll take you out somewhere. I think it was the 27th night of Ramadan. So the family were getting ready that they were going to go buy some of the things to get ready for Eid. After spending the entire night in Artikaf, in the odd night of the month of Ramadan, the night, the Fajr that preceded that night, Maulana left, he left the home, he came to his family, he got them ready to want to go, only for him to get ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was Sheikh that passed away from Roshni. But now Maulana Musa, let us understand the value of the way Maulana has passed away. The hadith of one of those people that have said, he said, Bashirin Masha'in, that glad tidings to those people who walk towards the masjid in the dark hours of the night. Such are the people that Allah Ta'ala says, because you have walked in the dark hours of the night, I will give you a bright light on the day of Qiyamah. So Maulana had was walking to the masjid when he had left this world. I want to come and discuss that with Brother Irfan. A few more messages coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Maulana Musa was very humble, friendly, helpful, and always smiling. I met with him after Asr Salah in Masjid al-Taqwa, the day of his passing away. He was about to leave the masjid. He saw me. He met me. We spoke for quite some time. Little did I know that would be the last time I seen him. Maulana Musa was like a brother to me. He spent the whole of Ramadan having iftar together and having the privilege to listen to him perform Taraweeh. He was a great friend, a brother with a big heart. He shall surely be missed. It comes from Brother Muhammad Vadi. The message I read earlier was from Brother Wasim Karim from Rustenburg. Brother Irfan, coming back to you and perhaps going to the last part of Maulana's life and how Maulana had passed on, perhaps from the little information that you have, you want to take us through some of the how Maulana had passed on and what had happened, how Maulana had left this temporary abode?
Yes, Maulana, very sad in a very tragic manner that Maulana had passed on. He was going to perform Isha Salah, and you know, just to read one of the messages that came in by Uncle Yusuf Karam, who is also a resident of Rustenburg, and he also, Maulana Musa also spent time in what Uncle Yusuf, you know, he was employed for, as Uncle Yusuf has said, employed by us for just over a year. And, you know, he says that the mere thought that he was on his way to make imamah by foot. So Maulana was on his way from, I'm assuming from the town masjid going towards the mall where the musalla is based, and he was filling in for his brother-in-law, who was, the parish imam of the musalla, and that's where his sister resides. And he was on his way and by foot, and it was very sad that he was bumped by a vehicle, and that was the end of Maulana's life. And just the mere fact that Maulana was, you know, on his way towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, going to perform salah, and unique indeed being the imam also at the same time. So what a blessed way, or rather walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner that, you know, Allah ta'ala had decided that he has to go and leave this world. So indeed, you know, in the path of Allah ta'ala, so one could most definitely say that Maulana was very, very fortunate that Allah ta'ala took him in a manner, and most definitely probably will be in wuzu and, you know, focus. As we all know, imams have the a very highly pressurized job, you know, going to perform a salah and make imamah and have a great zimedari and a great responsibility of leading the ummah in salah, you know, obviously following the footsteps of Beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So thus, Maulana, indeed, you know, we could say that Maulana was very fortunate, and obviously from the messages we got from the previous brothers that he performed Jummah salah also, it was his last Jummah. So, you know, it is obviously very sad, very difficult for the family in particular, as we made mention earlier that Maulana was the only son of the 7 children, and obviously very difficult for his father, which we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mother as well and all his sisters, that Allah ta'ala grant them sabr, Allah ta'ala make it easy for them. As I know, they were very close and Maulana was very chirpy, you know. So, Maulana Ubaidullah, this obviously we request all the listeners to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala makes it easy.
Ameen. Jazakallah so much for your time this evening. Allah ta'ala bless you and the people of Rustenburg as well, inshallah.
Okay, jazakallah, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum.
Just one or two messages that have still been coming in. Brother from Mayfair says, I spent time in Jamaat with Maulana in Northern. Maulana meeting a Jamaat was like an unforgettable istiqbal. He would join us on guests with much love and friendliness. And I would tell the brothers we were meeting in the area that if your Imam is joining us, your people should take a lesson and do the same. Assalamu alaikum. Support the statement that Maulana, without any request from the members of the Rustenburg organization, the charity wing of it, would come forward and assist. Not only was Maulana there, but his entire family assisted greatly. His father, Sheikh Abdul Karim, played an integral part of the fitra distribution. Maulana's sister always makes a tremendous effort to conduct classes on Sunday for revert Muslims and Muslims needing to learn. A family synonymous with serving Deen. Maulana passed away en route to Eid Salah. We in Rustenburg are truly blessed to have had the opportunity to be in the company of such a humble servant of Allah. We take solace that we have Maulana's father with us. We make dua Allah keep his shadow over us for a long time, and Allah Ta'ala illuminate Maulana's qabr with nur. It comes from the member of the Rustenburg Islamic Welfare Organization. Assalamu alaikum, it's Muhammad Wasi from Rustenburg. Maulana Musa was a very great person. He always loved playing soccer. He would always smile and never fought with people. He would always be remembered and be loved. It's not easy to lose a loved one. For the last time we spent together was when I was invited by Maulana Musa with my friend Bashir Musa, who was his cousin. The week after Eid, when we had a bribe, we made jokes, and thereafter Maulana left this world. Allah fill his qabr with nur. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Respected listeners, for us an important aspect is that it's not what you have or how much you own, but it's how you make people feel and how you serve the people, and how even though you might have the less of everything and you might give somebody something which you might feel is trivial. An example of that is that Maulana would give almost everything away that he had to somebody that went out in Jamaat, but that person remembered it. He did not forget. Although it might have been, Maulana might have made a great sacrifice to have given it. Yes, and it might be something that wasn't a lot in the eyes of people, but yet it was so much for Maulana. But that is something that people remember you by, and that is something that people will take as a lesson from, and that is something that inspires people, that is something that makes people make dua for you. So don't ever forget that it is the smaller things. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طريق. Don't ever undermine the value of a good deed. Even if it be that you meet your brother with a smiling face, that alone is a sufficient good deed for you. So don't ever lose any hope in any of the good that you do. Keep up the good work, be it little, be it large, be it small, be it sincere. Keep up every good deed that a person can do. If we will do that, Allah Ta'ala will reward us. إِنَّهُ كَانَ Allah Ta'ala is something, is shakur. Allah Ta'ala is something who is very, very grateful for what the servant will do. A message coming in says, Assalamu alaikum. Maulana Musa was a close friend who grew up with us. He was always willing to help anyone out in whichever way he could. May Allah grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. This comes from Hussein Latif and Ahmed Kaka. So in essence, this was Maulana's life. Coming from a background, his father was a person who was involved in teaching and communicating and educating the people of the Rustenburg area, especially the learners at the Muslim school. Along with that, Maulana was such that he then went to Darul Ulum Zakariya. He studied under the ulama there. He graduated, and then for a few years, he also then served the community of Rustenburg. One standing thing out was that Maulana was such that he would sit in the i'tikaf for 3 years, because there's no one that was there to sit in the i'tikaf for Maulana in that masjid, and Maulana would sit there in that particular area. Another message coming in, Assalamu alaikum. Our family and the father of Marhum, and our honored Sheikh Abdul Karim, who indeed brought his son up with immaculate values, which molded him into a wonderful person, kind and caring as he always was. And that is in essence that brings us to a close. It's how you bring up your children and how they make others feel, that would leave the legacy that would live beyond you. And Allah Ta'ala make it such that we are all able to live in a legacy, in a world, in a situation, and in a place whereby we can do so much of good that we secure a good akhirat for us. And that is more important than what we are currently living in, because the akhirah is something that we will live in continuously, and this is a temporary world which in a very short time will come to an end, and after that nothing will matter. Not the cars that we drive, not the houses that we live in, not the investments that we have, but the actions that we have done to take us in terms of going forward. We take you to another ad break, inshallah. We pay you a nasheed, and when we come up, we wrap up with our program, inshallah. Gee, so respected listeners, we have been discussing and speaking about the life of Maulana Musa Abdul Karim, who was brought up in the Rustenburg area. Maulana's father was one of the teachers and the imams that were there. And Maulana, judging by the messages, had an immensely great rapport with the people of Rustenburg, always making the people feel wonderful, special, and comfortable. For us, that is something that we all need to try and implement in our life. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala grant us all the goodness of what we can do to be able to make our life a life which is virtuous, which is noble, which is good. For me, the lesson every week when we finish, the lesson that we learn is that when you leave this world, learn to live your life in such a way that when you leave this world, you've done so much to secure goodness for your akhirah. I mean, it would be foolish for any person to leave this world, a person going on holiday now, going to Durban, going to wherever they're going for holiday. Many people are going to Turkey now. How much of preparation does it take for one trip, which is 2 weeks, 3 weeks? You probably have the currency, you have everything, but yet you prepare where you're going, how many days you're spending in Konya, when you're going in Antalya, what you're going to do. All of those things you're preparing just so that you're going to spend 2 weeks in a foreign country, and you must be prepared for it. how long before people book tickets, seeing which is the cheapest ticket, you know, what apps can they download to make it easy and comfortable for them. We do all of those things to make sure that our trip is successful. Have we ever thought of the trip to the Akhirah? And what do we need to do to make it successful? How much of planning have we made? How much of planning have we done for ourselves to make sure that in the Akhirah we are going to be living a successful life? And if we can do those things, inshallah, it will be such that it will bring us goodness in this world and in the Akhirah as well. It's been a wonderful hour. It's been an amazing hour. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, brother Usama that is behind the buttons this evening, and the Radio Islam team, may Allah Ta'ala bless each one of us, inshallah. Until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.